Now the studio is all full here. Who's in the studio? Tony Fallon, you did make it over.
Yes, I did. It's a difficult trip, you know, it's 4 minutes, so.
And you'll be back on Sunday night with the Irish show?
Yeah. Well, this is the greatest thing that ever happened to me, this studio here in Accra, because before I used to have to drive over to Hudson every Sunday night. And while that's maybe nice during the summer, spring and autumn, it wasn't too funny in the winter. And on a few occasions when we had bad rainstorms, the road flooded there on the way into Hudson. Although Acre can have its own disadvantages too. On a few occasions, one time I had to leave my car here because I couldn't get out the driveway.
We get more snow than
when
Hudson,
the snow,
probably, right?
Yeah. And on a few occasions, I parked out on 23 and my car was still there. No ticket or anything when I got back, which was lucky.
And you've brought somebody with you today.
Yes.
You want to introduce him?
Chris is running for some office here in
Durham Town Board.
Durham Town Board.
Yes, you may have heard.
Chris Hackett. And we invited him in to talk about his plans and so on about for what is happening. What can you tell us about the position that you're running for? What it entails, what power it gives you, and what power it doesn't give you?
Well, the town board is, we have three positions open this year. We have a supervisor's position, and we also have two board spots. Sean Marriott is stepping out of his board position to run for a supervisor spot. And Nick Nauhaus is he's up for re-election. So there's three people running for those spots, three or four people. So it should be interesting. And it's always good when you have a lot of interest and a lot of community involvement. So, yay.
So for the post that you're running for, how many people are actually running that you know of?
How many people are running?
For the spot that you're...
I know...
It's not the three highest candidates get the three positions, is it? Or each position is being run separately?
The board positions are run separately from the supervisor's position.
But on the board position, is it the highest two get in, or...?
The highest two vote-getters get in, yes.
Okay.
And we don't want to confuse people. There's a primary election next week.
Correct.
September 12th, and you're not involved in that, right?
No, I'm not. I got into the race a bit late, so I'm just playing catch-up. All the spots were filled, so I had to form my own party. It's going to be a party for a day, and I chose the name People's Party. No, not for any particular reason, but the fact that I will be representing the people. I will be easily accessible to the people, and I will fight for the people.
So now, I don't live in Durham, although probably most people assume I do, because I'm Irish. But how big an area are we talking about in that you will be involved in?
Well, we're going to... We,
what our, towns?
Our towns cover East Durham, Cornwallville, Durham, and Oak Hill. I believe that's all of them.
Okay.
So it's quite a large area.
Okay.
And it's an area in need of fix-up as well, I believe.
So what would the laws or rules or regulations be that you would be involved in or governing or able to change or enact? Or?
Well, the town board is quite influential and does a lot of good things in our town. And they could do a lot more good things as far as I'm concerned. I'd like to bring in a park. We have no park in our town. I mean, we'd like to try to make this a family-friendly environment, a destination for people to come and move to. I mean, not only second homeowners, but as well as people who want to make Durham their home, forever home. And I think we need to step it up a little bit as far as bringing in families. We were, for a while, a large resort town with way too many bars and way too many that kind of stuff. What we need to do now is we need to focus more on families. Parks, I believe, would be great. Trails. I mean, you look at Caro, you look at Greenville, what they've done. I mean, Caro now is, they just secured a grant for an all-purpose trail. I mean, an all-purpose trail, how great is something like that? How great would that be in our town, an all-purpose trail? They secured over $500,000. I believe it was $551,000 they secured for an all-purpose trail. And that's fantastic. And you look at Greenville. Greenville has secured a $750,000. I think it's $760,000 for sidewalks. Now, how great is that? How come we can't do stuff like that in Durham? I know we put sidewalks in a while ago, but I mean, that was a while ago. And how come we're not going after these grants? And if we are going after these grants, how come we're not getting these grants? And what are we doing for next year? Are we working on that? I mean, do we need a writer to get these grants? And if so, how come we're not talking to Greenville? How come we're not talking to Caro to see about getting the securing these loans? It would do great things. We have a sidewalk that pretty much, it doesn't even go to our church. I mean, I for one, would use the sidewalks with my children to walk up to the churches. I believe every community needs to have a walking community, a biking community, that we can, it's more than just getting in a car and driving somewhere. We need to walk it. It's healthy. I mean, and these loans are out there.
So you're running against the current administration. You think the current Durham Town Board is not doing a good enough job?
Oh, definitely. I don't think they're doing a good enough job. I think that we could be doing a lot more. I mean, Bill Carr's claim to fame is keeping taxes 1.5% every
I thought
year.
It was cursing at school board meetings.
What's
in front
that?
Of children. I thought that was his claim to fame.
Well, I don't know about that, and I'm not.
I heard him. I heard him curse at a school board meeting in front of children.
Well, I can say this: I've seen some of the carry on that's going on with the newspapers and.
Carry on with the newspapers. What does that mean?
Well, there was a letter released about a certain board member from Bill.
A letter released in what newspaper?
It was in the Daily Mail. It was about a month and a half ago. It was basically throwing dirty laundry out there. I mean, if you have a problem with board members, and there's only four of us, how come we can't sit in a room and work this out? Why does it have to become a public embarrassment? We need to work closer together. We need to keep it tight, and we need to be first and foremost. We need to be fighting for our community, not each other.
So that's why you've been publicly shaming people by taking pictures of properties you deem not up to your level of quality.
Yes,
putting them on Facebook.
Well, let's get this straight. It's not people's homes. These are old businesses. These are businesses that have just been abandoned and have become an eyesore. I'm not the only one who thinks this. There's many people.
But why shame? Why use Facebook shaming? Yeah, I mean, you yesterday said somebody was a Facebook bully. Right here, I got it.
I called him a Facebook tough guy.
You said Facebook bully.
Bully. Yeah.
So you're doing the same thing by putting up these photos of properties that you deem are not up to your sense of quality.
Oh, I'm sorry. You feel like that, huh? What's your name?
You did your research this morning too about what radio station you were going to be on, right?
I found it, didn't I?
Yeah.
You posted yesterday the incorrect name of the radio station, and he doesn't know my name either. But go ahead. I'm Tom Rowe.
Oh, Tom. Pleasure to meet you, Tom.
We met a few minutes ago, as I remember.
Well, I wouldn't call that an introduction, Tom, but it was nice to meet you, Tom. And as far as the shaming, look, it's not going to be a shaming campaign. I mean, we're not monsters, Tom.
The only thing you've done so far is your campaign is shame other people on Facebook and hang a couple signs up.
All right, here we go. All right, Tom. What I've done is expose what's going on in our town, and a lot of people are quite frankly they're upset about where our town is. And what's being done, which is basically nothing to fix these places up. What I did was take a picture of Becker's. I don't know if they're still the owners, but that place needs to be cleaned up. I took a picture of Furlong's, which was an old bar that's overgrown and in serious disrepair. And that's right in the center of our town. I've taken pictures of our town barn. Now, we're talking about cleaning up. We have a law on the books, the property maintenance law, brought in 2011. And how are you supposed to ask other people to clean their homes when we don't clean our own home, Tom? These are things that need to be addressed. And I think visuals are a big thing in towns. If you're driving through town and you see this stuff, it's not really a welcoming sight. I'm just trying to help the businesses that are in town that are working hard. I mean, we have some great businesses in town. Fantastic. We got, Bernadette and Brian up at Gavin's. We have Larry and Emma at the Shamrock. We have Michelle and Bob at Michael D's. They're working hard bringing in campsites. We have the Blackthorn, of course, which is a monster. It brings in great business to our town, to handle family. And, of course, we got the tea shop. We got the saloon in East Durham. We got Guaranteed Irish. We got lawyers. We got the Durham Hair Salon. We got the hardware store. And Angels came in and doing a great business. And,
right. But the topic is what are you going
to
do in office?
Supported, Tom.
But this is not the topic. You changed the topic. You didn't give us a specific. Yeah, you did.
You
the topic is about fixing up the bad properties, and now you're listing all the good properties. We all agree they're great.
We
all agree they're great
businesses.
Are we going
to have a yelling contest here today, Tom?
No.
Is that what I'm here for?
We're just going to make you answer the question. And the answer to the question with specifics. In office, what are you going to do besides Facebook shaming to fix up properties that are in disrepair?
Well, Tom, I'll tell you what, I won't be writing letters to the Daily News and shaming our board members. That's for one.
Okay, all but right? The question was what you're going to do, not what you're not going to do. Again, you did not answer the question.
If we're
going to
be shaming people like you say, and we're not, it's not going to be a
selective. No, I'm asking you, what are you going to do besides the Facebook shaming? What are you going to do specifically besides the Facebook shaming?
Can you repeat the question, Tom?
I've repeated it four times. What are you going to do specifically besides Facebook shaming if you are elected to fix dilapidated properties?
Well, Tom, good question, Tom. Thanks for the question. What we're going to do is we'll send out letters to these people and notify them of what we're trying to do in this town. And their properties are an eyesore, and we'd like to help them clean it up. And we'd like them to clean it up, but you know, if some people are older or just can't do it, I mean, I'll form a volunteer group, Tom. I've got three young children that would love to help clean up this town, and I'm sure there's other kids in town that would love to do it. I would go to the high school. I would speak to the principals, and every transcript looks good when you have volunteer work on it, and if we can set that up with the principals, it'd be a double win, Tom.
Can you please stop referring to my name? I mean, we're talking about issues. It's not a personal thing.
You just keep.
I asked you not to use my name.
All right, sir. We'll call you sir from now on. Sir, we will.
Stop referring to me. Just talk about the issues. It's not about me.
Why is this so hostile, Tom?
You have been very hostile on Facebook since you announced your campaign.
How, Tom? I'd like to hear this. I put up a few pictures of some dilapidated old resorts. Not personal people's property, but commercial property.
That you
that
deem
have been
are...
abandoned. Again, go ahead, Tom. I'll just sit here. Go ahead. Tony, do you have something you'd like to say?
I thought you were going to just sit here. So again, you're lying.
Wow. Well, I hope the people out there can feel the tension in this room. I came in here with high expectations to talk about my campaign, not to be abused. But look, I'm a big boy.
How have you been abused? Because someone asked you a question and you refused to answer?
Tom, you're yelling. You're cutting me off and you're not letting me finish my answers. Okay? You were very cold when I came in here this morning. I knew there was going to be some kind of a problem.
Cold. I was busy.
Right.
You weren't supposed to be here until 9:15 and you came early, and that's fine.
That's what
but
I
was
do,
because,
Tom. I always
but,
show
but
up
that
early.
Was because you weren't supposed to be here because I had stuff to do. I had stuff to do. He came in, and I was trying to do 16 different things to get everything going. So you don't know what you're talking about. I had a job to do.
Another one. Okay. So I'll tell you, today is my daughter's birthday, Tom. She's 8 years old today. I got things to do today, too. But I took the time out to come here to speak to the people. I thought it was going to be in a professional environment. But obviously you have an agenda, Tom, and that's okay. I'm a big boy. Next question.
Okay, I have a question to ask you. You mentioned about sidewalks and trails and all of this. And from where I come, I came up from Long Island 7 or 8 years ago, and I've been in East Durham forever since I came to America. And they put in sidewalks in East Durham, and I think that's wonderful. But I'd say maybe they put them in about, 35, 40 years too late.
What do you think?
Yes, I think so.
I think so, too.
Okay. Now, you mentioned trails and all of this. And I'm sure there are people who would think that is wonderful. But I can't see any of those trails bringing a whole bunch of new businesses to the area.
No.
Would they?
No.
But
they would bring families.
Do you think at the moment, and I think Greene County in general, that a young boy of 12 or 13, 14 years old has much opportunity of getting a job, a part-time job? I know the girls can because they work in McDonald's and some of these places, coffee shop, donut shop, whatever. But there is no business here to give summer employment to young boys. I see organizations collecting money around here and giving away free bicycles to the children. There's something wrong with that when organizations have to borrow money, have to beg money from businesses to buy bicycles for children. They should be, the child should be out there with a job where he can make himself some money and buy himself a bicycle. But there's nothing here. So what are we going to do about that? There's nothing in East Durham to help the young kids.
I know that well, Tom. That's why... I'd like to thank my old friend. He's dead now. God bless him, Liam Tracy. Liam Tracy got at least 15 to 20 young kids in this town a job down in New York as engineers. We have many engineers down in the city that come from East Durham because of people like Liam Tracy. And it's a shame that we have to pull people out of here. But that's not an answer to the problem.
To take them down to New York. What are we going to do up here? Who are we going to invite to come in? I know there's a Dollar General store opened over on 145. So there must be some hope if somebody like that will open a store out in the middle of nowhere. So how many more are in the pipeline? Are there any in the pipeline? Will there ever be any more in the pipeline? Or is that just a one-shot deal with Dollar General?
This is what I need to know as well, Tom. Tony. This is what I need to know as well, Tony. I'm not on the board yet, so I don't know a lot of the inside information, but that would be one of my big things, bringing in business. And again, to bring in business, we have to have a nice town. We have to have a place where people want to relocate. We have to have a place where people want to invest. And if we're not investing in what business we have here now, what's the chance we're going to invest in somebody new coming in? So we need to pick up the ball there. We need to beautify our town. As far as kids work, and we have a lot of summer jobs, yes. But when the winter comes, this is it's a tough town to make a dollar, and we need to address that. And if I get on the board, that would be one of my priorities, is bringing in business.
Okay, when a person wants to open a business, I'm sure there's restrictions and rules, regulations regarding building as to what they can put into them, etc. But I'm ignorant of this fact. So, are there restrictions on business at present in Durham? At the present, if you wanted to change your business from one to another right away, would it take years to do it? And are there restrictions on new businesses coming in?
Well, now I'm not up on that right yet, Tom, Tony. But I know I've heard something that if you do want to shut a business down, you'd have to shut it down for a year to restart it, and that's absurd. You lose all your business if you want to do something like that. We need to make business more accommodated in our town. We need to address these issues. We need to make it a business-friendly town, which at the moment it doesn't seem to be.
Well, Durham doesn't have a planning board like a lot of other towns, right?
Correct.
So does that make it more business-friendly or less business-friendly? Would you be in favor of a planning board?
I think a planning board would be great. I think it would be a step in the right direction.
But sometimes planning boards seem to overstep common sense in putting incredible new restrictions which didn't exist before, and stop people from coming into town. I heard some incredible absurdity about Hannaford when they were coming in there. They made them jump through all kinds of rules, regulations to get that business open, and it really made me annoyed that people should have in a small town that's desperately trying to get more business into it should have the power of a couple of people to have this kind of power. But again, I'm talking about Cairo, so I my heart is in East Durham too, because I'm there every weekend, and all of the festivals and everything, I help to run them or publicize them, and my heart is certainly in East Durham. So, but I want to see it get better, because I remember 55 years ago when I came up here, this town was booming. I mean, that's the time we needed sidewalks, not now. But of course, many of the businesses at the time were greedy too. They took as much money as they could out of there and took it back down to New York and didn't reinvest it here. And now we're paying for it. All the businesses that are sitting, all the buildings that are just sitting there, as you have mentioned, which either should be torn down or try and convince somebody to open new business in it. It could be a factory. It could be anything. You mentioned the factory that's been there forever. I remember buying speakers off them back in when the 60s or 70s, and I was in the music business down in New York. And now the building looks no better, and indeed looks worse than it did then. And I know it has been taken over by a businessman, and it also at one time was owned by the Michael J. Quill Foundation in East Durham, and they probably lost a lot of money on it and got rid of it. But it's still there, and I know that federal funds came in to clean that place up, and it still looks like a dump. So that certainly needs to do something with it. Even
exactly
a couple of cans of paint would make it look better.
Exactly. It doesn't take much. And look, the planning board you mentioned, and we can learn from our neighbors. We can sit with our neighbors, and we, the Cairo and Greenville, and we can find out the pros and cons, and we can tweak it. So it works well for us. I mean, every community is different, and we're a community that's on the upswing. I believe we do have. It does seem to be people coming in, but we're just not keeping up with them. We need to beautify our town. The first thing you see, one of the first things you see when you come in East Durham, is Becker's. I mean, that's not like that's not the welcome sign you want to have.
Okay. One more question I have. Is there a tax or a fee in Durham that's presently on the books that you would abolish, or is there any new fees that you're thinking should be enacted?
I'd have to look, Tom. I'm sorry. I have a cold. I'm not feeling well today, and
I'm
my head's not. Tony, these are things I need to get into. I need to get, when I get on the board, this will be my main thing. It'll be bringing business in, beautifying our towns. I mean, that's the first step. I mean, look, when Giuliani, say, wanted to clean up New York, he got rid of the squeegee guys. Well, I see our overgrown eyesores as the squeegee guys. These are things that we need to address to bring in business.
Okay. What do you think of the drug situation? And are we winning the war?
Definitely not. Definitely not winning the war.
What would you do about that?
What I would do is we would have to invest some money into that. We'd have to look into that. I mean, I at this moment in time, I don't have the answers. I don't think anybody does. But there's got to be people we can sit down with, people who are dealing with this, who have dealt with this. I mean, look, we can't be afraid to ask questions, especially with this. This is something that we have never seen before, this type of drugs, this amount of drugs. I mean, the way it's hitting our children. I mean, we need to have schools, and I know our schools are involved in this, and we just need to get a more aggressive approach for the. This is something that is ruining neighborhoods. It's ruining communities. These drugs, and we need to have some place where these kids can reach out to, or some way to touch these kids, to have kids help us with this. I mean, what's wrong with that? We can have kids help us with this problem. We need to talk to people. We need to get involved. We can't just say pretend that we know everything, because we don't. And we need to talk to everybody we can to get these answers.
Is public transportation a thing of the past?
I hope not. I hope not.
Well, we don't have any buses
subways
or trains or anything area.
We have government-funded buses running around.
But they're for handicapped people.
Right. I know okay. that. And
but if somebody, you know, their car breaks down in Cairo and they need to get to Durham, how are they going to get there? And somebody isn't available at the moment.
Right.
So shouldn't we have a bus that goes at least once a day from, Schoharie, all the way down to 145?
Well, there is a Greene County bus that has a route that runs all the time.
Is there?
Yeah.
I'm unaware of it.
It doesn't run. There's one bus. It does one trip.
A big loop, yeah.
So it only gets to you every so often. But I don't know if it gets to East Durham, though.
I think you could be on that bus a couple hours, too.
Yeah. I don't expect that you will have a bus every 15 or 20 minutes. But I'm saying like 145 and maybe even 23. Where there would be a bus at least once a day. I mean, when I come from in Ireland, we're out in the middle of the country. I'm 8 miles from the nearest town, and there was a bus 3 miles away from us, went every morning in time to bring people to work, and went back in the evening in time to bring people home from work. Now, it didn't always work out perfectly for people, but you knew there was a bus there every day. And I'm not saying that we should have a bus that came every 15 minutes. We can't expect that. We have nothing now. I may be corrected by Tom, but for my way of thinking, we have nothing at the moment. And
well, it looks like nothing in East Durham. It goes to Athens, Cairo, Catskill, Coxsackie, Greenville, Palinville, and up and down 9W.
Okay, so East Durham is not covered by that. I didn't even know Cairo was covered by it. I know there is a bus for handicapped people or for elderly people. That I'm aware of. But again, I just brought that up because there we go. There's something. Maybe when you get into power, you can convince them to bring the bus into East Durham.
Well, this is what I am most proud of about my campaign. I have people talking, whether it be good or whether it be bad. I have people talking, and this is what we need. We need a broadband progressive ideas from our residents. These are fantastic ideas. How come we're not working on ideas like this? This is fantastic.
Okay,
but we also need to keep in mind that we have to keep it keep our taxes down. We need to look at this, as approach this conservatively as well. And we don't want to raise taxes, but we do want to provide these type of this type of transportation for our residents. And I think if we sit down in a room and we bang this out, we can come up with some kind of solution.
All right, we're looking for solutions from you beforehand in your campaign so we can voters can decide whether or not to vote for you. So far, the only two specific things I think I've heard this morning are that you want to put a new park in the town and that you want to create a volunteer high school cleaning committee to clean up some of the properties. Can you give us some other specifics, and will you answer specific questions on Facebook, because you've been refusing to so far?
Well, I have been down to the Meet the Candidates night where I've spoken with many people, and a lot of people showed up. And I've seen some of these Facebook tough guys, I like to call them. They showed up, but they wouldn't come near me. Now, they have a lot of questions on Facebook, and they like to call names, and they like to be bullies. But when it comes time to come talk to me...
You just called them a name after you said, well, they like to call names, and then you called them a name. I just want to point that out to everybody that didn't hear it with their own ears.
Thanks, Tom. So those are my ideas.
What your idea is to do what? I missed the idea. What is it? I'm asking you for specifics. And the question was, name specifics, and are you going to answer questions on Facebook? That's a yes or no question.
I always answer.
You don't always answer. People have been asking you over and over for specifics. The word specifics has popped up in your post over and over again, and you will not answer the question. You will not give specifics.
We have candidates nights, Tom, and that's
you're
where
doing
I
an interview right now. This
questions.
Is a candidates night right now. Answer the question. What are your specific ideas if you are elected on the town board?
Tom, we need to get the grants. We need to go after these grants. There's huge money out there that we're not getting. That would pay for this stuff, Tom.
Okay, going after grants, that's one idea. What other specific ideas?
Community involvement. We can run fundraisers. I mean, we have businesses in town. GSK. We have people that could donate to parks, to things like that. I'm not saying they will. I'm just saying it's another revenue we can go down. And like I said, I don't have all the answers. I'm not one of these guys that's going to come in and tell you I have all the answers. I don't. But you know what I have? I have a pair of ears, and I like to listen to people, and I like to get good ideas. And when we get good ideas, we can sit down as a board, and we can discuss these ideas, and we can figure out how to fund these ideas, and then we can move forward with these ideas. Look, and nobody's got all the answers, and if they do, God bless them, they should be running for this town board. Maybe you should, Tom.
I'm not silly enough to run for a town board in a town I don't live in, so I will pass. But again, you're saying that your campaign is not built on specific ideas for the town, but that people should trust you because you have the ability to listen and hear what good ideas you will hear. That's what I'm hearing from you.
If that's what you're taking out of it, then...
No, I'm asking you. What is? Tell us what we're supposed to take out of
it. I spoke about the grants, Tom, and how Caro has secured over $500,000, how Greenville has secured over $750,000, and Durham, a goose egg, nothing. I don't know if it's because of lack of trying or poor preparation, or I don't know. And that's what we need to find out.
So if you don't know, how would you improve it? I mean, what are you going to do differently than the town is doing now if you don't know?
Well, first of all, I talked to their grant writers. Greenville seems to have a successful one, and Carroll seems to have a pretty good one, too. I don't know who our guy is, but...
You don't know who the grant writer is for the town that you're trying to be on the town board of?
That's 100% correct, Tom. I do not.
Chris, I have one question for you. Have you had any experience in government before?
No, and that's the beauty of me. I'm a people person. I'm one of the people. I'll be fighting for the people. I'm not a politician, and I'm pretty proud of the fact that I am not a polished politician. I am a guy who's going to fight for the people. Now, what I have done, my volunteer work, I taught religion in my school for 2 years, sixth graders, which I really enjoyed. I also got involved in my homeowners association. I went to a meeting because there was a bunch of cabs flying up. I have a park next to me, or had a park next to me in Yonkers. And I went up with a complaint that all these people, all the cabs are driving down there. And I was laughed at, telling me that that was never going to change. Well, I went down there with a camera, and I started taking pictures, and I got the police to come down with me. And it went from about 500 cabs a weekend to about 20. So, yes, I made an impact, and the residents of the community really liked what I've done. So they begged me to run for the town, for the president of the Homeowners Association, which I did, and I ran, and I won overwhelmingly. And within a year in that Homeowners Association, I doubled the membership, I doubled our scholarship money, and I brought transparency, which is probably the most important thing, transparency. When people come to our meetings, I had a printout of the money that we had in all our accounts, the money that we spent, and the money that came in. Very simple. It doesn't take much to do. Dan Daly, he was the captain of the first precinct. He was my treasurer. And we did some amazing work for that association in 1 year. We did a ton of work. And sometimes just a breath of fresh air into an association or to a town board can make a big difference.
Have there been any specific votes this past year of the town board that you disapproved of, or you would have voted differently?
No, I'm not quite up on all the votes yet, Tom. I'm working on that.
Did you go to any town board meetings this year?
Sure, I was at glad you brought that up. I was at the July meeting, and there was a young man. There was a man there who had a complaint about the mess at the town barn, and that was back in July. And I believe Bill called somebody out of the back room and asked them if they would take a look at that, and he said yes, sir. And to this day, nothing's been done. So there's no accountability. There's no follow-up there. And that's what you're going to get with me. If you come to me with a complaint, you know, I'm going to look you in the eye and I'm going to tell you I'm going to look into it. And in a couple of days, I'm going to follow up with you and I'm going to tell you what's being done, if anything's being done.
But not on Facebook, just in person.
Correct, yes.
I have only seen your Facebook comments on maybe one or two occasions, and I know that many people are not many people, but there are quite a few who seem to disagree with you on.
That's four or five. Four or five.
One is more than one is enough sometimes. Or
well,
are too many.
200-300 that are for me. I mean, I consider that a very, very small number of people who disagree with me.
Of course, it's true in an issue such as this, you have the silent majority who don't say anything, and the people who are against it do make some noise.
The three and four of them that did,
yeah,
yes.
So, but I did notice that, as Tom had said, that they were asking you to answer questions, and you
and
said,
they had that option to come talk to me at the candidates' night, but even, it you know, some people you can give them an answer, and they'll go on. I mean, it's just you know what their agenda is.
Yeah, well, there, of course
I do.
Of course, there are a lot of people who look on Facebook as a wonderful invention, and there are people who look at it as an evil thing, and it certainly can be both. I think.
So, if someone disagrees with you, there's no reason to talk to them. Is that what you're saying?
No, Tom, that's not what I'm saying.
Then can you explain that? Because that's what I heard.
Well, Tom, like I said, I was at the candidates' night. I was one of the first ones there, and I was the last to leave. I was answering everybody's questions. If you can't take the time out to come down, and if you're that concerned, I was there all day.
Wait, people have a daughter.
And they
can
come up to me, and
they
do come up to me, and I answer their questions. They're very respectful and polite, and you know, it's a good thing when you can talk to people face to face.
Yeah, but people have lives. People have daughters that have dance recitals, and maybe they couldn't make that one specific candidate's night, and you're ruling out. You're just saying they could have come and talked to me at the candidate's night. Why can't people ask you questions on Facebook? Why won't you? Why do you respond on Facebook if you won't answer their questions? It's just you It's a weird one-way thing that you're using Facebook as, which is supposed to be a two-way thing.
Well, Tom, if you haven't noticed, I'm getting a lot of name recognition out of this. And that's a good thing. So, I mean, and these guys are great for my campaign. And you're great for my campaign. This is all good stuff. So, like I said,
You don't need to answer questions. You just want to stir up debate. That's what the whole thing this morning is.
Is debate a bad thing, Tom?
It is if you're not answering questions. It's empty debate.
I was
it's
answering
not a
questions.
Debate.
I
what
answer questions face to face.
I've got three
I'm talking
specifics.
To you here.
New Park,
well,
Volunteer
really
High School Cleaning Committee, and going after grants. What other specifics can you tell us would you implement if you are elected to the town board of Durham?
Tom, I believe I'm saying a lot more. Do you even know who the other board members are, Tom?
Running for office.
Can you tell me who the other board members are,
can
Tom?
Can you tell me? You before couldn't name a single thing they voted wrong on. You've attended apparently one Durham town board meeting, the most recent one. All year, you can't name who runs the board or what is the planning board? They have a version of a planning board. What's it called?
Tom, I'm running for the town board.
I know,
and
but
I can tell you all about the town board, Tom.
Okay, who's on the town board now? Who do you want to get off?
Nick is. I'm running against Nick.
Nick Nahaus. You're running against Nick Nahaus out in Oak Hill.
And there's an open spot because Sean Marriott is running for the supervisor's position.
So what's wrong with Nick?
We need some fresh ideas.
He's old. That's what's wrong with Nick.
Is that look? It don't be putting.
He's been on the board too long.
Don't be putting words in my mouth. You said you need fresh ideas.
It's one or the other. He's too old, or he's been on the board too long.
Fresh,
which one?
Fresh ideas is what I
he's
said.
Been on the board too long.
He hasn't. I was just saying.
Then why do you need him off? You want to replace him. Give us a reason why you're better than Nick Nahaus.
Tell me what Nick Nahaus has done.
I have no idea.
All right.
You're the one running against him. You're the one running against him. You tell me.
There's no need to be screaming.
I don't live in Durham. I don't need to know this. I came here for someone to answer the questions, and you refuse to answer the question. Why are you running against Nick? What's wrong with Nick?
We need a fresh perspective in our town board.
That's what's wrong with Nick. We need a fresh ideas in our town. That's what's wrong with Nick. Why are you running against Nick? Why are you running?
All right, where's our parks?
So you're running against Nick because he hasn't got a park in the
where's
town.
Where's our business? Can you answer that? I mean, you want to yell at me for that? Where's the business? Where's our trails? Where's our parks? Where's our help for our businesses that are here?
What specifically
what are they
on
doing
the town board?
For our businesses?
So what are you going to do if you get elected?
I told
specifically,
you, I want to clean up this town. I want to make it more business friendly.
Right. The town board has nothing to do with the larger economic issues that bring businesses here. What are you going to do to bring business? You're saying magically if you clean up a couple properties.
You heard it here first.
I didn't say no effect. I said it has little effect. You're going to clean up a couple businesses and then
a couple businesses. Yeah, a couple businesses I want to clean up.
And then business is magically going to move here because you've cleaned up a couple businesses.
Well, I tell you what, let's leave them the way they are and let's see how that's going. Oh, not good. Right? It's not going good, is it?
Have
you drove to our town lately, Tom?
Certainly.
Okay. What do you think?
I love Durham.
Do you? Okay. You love all those old abandoned houses? There you go, folks. Now you know where we're coming from.
I didn't answer the question. I don't love abandoned houses. You're the one running office.
Right.
No one cares what I think about anything, and I haven't said what I think.
Right. Well, I think you have.
No, I haven't. I think a park in Durham is a great idea. That's the first thing I said.
There you go. Thank you.
So how are you going to get a park?
I think it's a fantastic idea myself.
Specifically, how are you going to get a park to Durham?
Oh. There's grants. There's look at the Capital Region Transportation Enhancements. These people have $13 million. What did we get? Nothing. There's other parks. $21.9 million.
Who is the grant writer?
They're dedicating to
who is the grant writer in Durham that you want to get fired?
I don't know who you couldn't name before. There we go. Okay, you got me. I don't know who the grant writer is.
But you want to go after grants, so how are you going to do that?
Obviously, we need a new grant writer because our one isn't working.
And you're going to talk to the Caro and Greenville grant writers, right?
I would think that would be a great step. Ask those guys. Obviously, we can't get a grant. We haven't. I don't know if it's for lack of trying or poor preparation. I don't know, but I know we don't have it. Anyway, like I said, I am not a politician. I am a guy who's concerned for our community and who will fight for our community. And I will listen to everybody and I will respond to everybody. Accountability is huge with me. Transparency is huge with me. I mean, that's what I stand for. I mean, I have a lot of good ideas, and I know a lot of people in Durham have a lot of good ideas and want a lot of things. And if we all sit down and we put our heads together.
Would you want to web stream Durham Town Meeting so that everyone can?
I think that would be a fantastic idea. Great idea. I think that would be a great idea. And I think it should be in the archives where we can go back and we can say, hey, didn't we discuss cleaning up this town barn back in July? It's right here on the web stream. But still nothing's done.
And what about printing the agendas beforehand so that the meetings are actually useful to attend? Most towns around here, you don't find the agenda until you get there and a piece of paper, and you can't do anything. You can't address anything.
Transparency, I think that's a big thing. I think that would be a great thing. This way, get people involved. Get people out there. We want to hear what they have to say. They are our residents. They are our community, and they need to be heard. And by the way, Tony, I love your radio show on Sunday nights.
I've run out of my questions.
You've run out of questions. Well, we've run out of hour, too.
We've run out of time.
We've got another guest coming in soon, so we'll have to wrap this up. But well, let's give Chris Hackett again a final statement.
Again, I'd like to say that there's money out there to be had. I mean, that won't raise our taxes. And I believe we have to, anything that we do approach, we have to look at it in a conservative way. Because, look, we have a lot of people in our community on fixed incomes. And even this raise in the New York State minimum wage is going to hurt a lot of our fixed income residents. Because, you know, it's been pointed out to me that our ambulance crew is going to go up by $20,000 every year because of this increase. I mean, and that's $100,000 plus in 5 years. And where's that money going to come from? I'll tell you who's going to pay for it. The taxpayers. And that's why you're going to see more people having to get jobs when they retire. And that's a shame. And I think we should work on taxes, work on improving our business community, and generally just beautify our town the way it should look. Thank you.
Well, I hope we can give some raises to the ambulance drivers. If they're only getting minimum wage, the ambulance drivers, I think, should get paid well. Boy,
it's more than that. But.
Well, good.
One quick thing I wanted to mention, which reminded me of something. I think the population in the Durham, East Durham area is very old. I mean, the main age has to be well into the 60s, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of the houses that are being owned by those elderly people will be on the market within 5-10 years. And the real estate business, in my opinion, and I've been in real estate all my life, in my opinion, the real estate market in East Durham will crash or head in that direction. And I think we're worried about some houses being abandoned now. I think you might see more abandoned in the years to come, and that they may be just homes rather than businesses.
Now's the time to act. We're already a town of for sale signs and abandoned houses, and we need to address this. And we have a beautiful town. We have beautiful waterfalls. We have beautiful creeks. We have beautiful mountains. We have a lot to offer.
Great
we
music.
Just have to bring in more families and
more business.
Yes. More music too, right?
More music
in East Durham.
Yeah. Happy music.
And we'll hear more of it Sunday night at 8 p.m. Tony Fallon will be back.
Yeah, okay.
You have anything going on this week on your show?
Nothing unusual, the usual. How's that? Of course, I have some music, some new music from Ireland that has not been on any of the radio stations here, and indeed may never be on some of them here because some of them just keep playing the same thing over and over. And one of the big stations down in New York, I couldn't believe how bad they've become. I couldn't believe it. I mean, the same music over and over and over again. And I'm not going to mention the station, but they're very easy to find. Just leave it on our station, and when you go down to New York, you'll pick them up.
Not the Fordham station, no.
Yeah, I love the
Fordham station.
Huh?
I love your show too, Tony. I listen to it every Sunday night. Yeah, it's fantastic.
But they don't put anything new on at all. Okay. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. We have to concentrate on here and not there.
Yes.
Tom, thank you for having me.
Thank you, Tom.
All right, and thank you, Chris Hackett, running on the People's Party line. Do you have a website that you want to tell people about?
No.
There's no place to get more information?
I will be setting up a website soon, very soon.
And do you have any appearances or anything else you want to plug?
I'm always around town, and I'll be actually the Republican Committee is meeting on the 21st of September in the Town Barn at 7 o'clock. Great group of people. If you're looking for something to do on the third Thursday of every month, please stop down to the Durham Town Barn at 7 o'clock. Meet our president Brian Goff, our vice president Donna, and of course our secretary George Carroll. Great people and great information and a very informed group. So please stop down and visit. We'd love to have you.